Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I've been talking this week about learning how to live more intentionally in Christian community. You know, every parish is meant to be a Christian community. Every diocese is meant to be a large Christian community. And, you know, some of our parishes are quite big, and it's hard for people to experience the reality of community and a shared life. And it's easy if the parish is not shaped in a way that really has a heart for building a spiritual family and building community, it can be like a filling station. We've got a duty, we got to get to Mass, you get to the sacraments, you're gone. You get into the parking lot, you get in, go to Mass, jump in the car and get back home. And some people feel very lonely and isolated in parishes today. And we're learning, and it's happening more and more in the church. And I'm grateful for the leadership of, you know, different kinds of lay movements in the church and the openness and leadership of the bishops and priests and some key priests around the country and lay people who have learned a lot about what it means to live more fully as Christians. Because, friends, we're living, as you know, we're living at a time when our culture, the culture of the United States, which was a culture that was profoundly, deeply informed by Judeo-Christian values and worldview, so much so that at a time when I was a child, and maybe some of you who are listening as a child, things like Sunday being a day of rest was respected all across the culture. Not every single person or in every corner of the country, but in many, many towns and cities on Sunday, stores would be completely shut down. And they would be quiet. It would just be a different day, a day that was really set apart. And many families did take it as a day of rest. And you know, it comes from the commandment. God commanded us to take a day of rest to regroup in terms of focusing on what's most important. Because all week long, it's easy to get radically distracted and run after things and make secondary things first and tertiary things first, and we lose sight of it. And so Sunday is meant to be the day that said, wait a minute, who am I? Who are we? We're children of God. What's the most important thing for all of us? What do we need for our sanity? What do we need to align our lives with the purpose for which we're made? What do we need to do to, as a family, share in that reality? Well, set the Lord's Day aside. You know, go to Mass, come home, have a beautiful meal together as a family, have friends over, and literally have a day of rest, take a nap, just converse, just be family, play games together, do something to make it a different day. Not now, Sunday is just like another Saturday. It's just another sports and shopping day in many ways. And so that's a sign that our culture has dramatically changed. Now, we know in many other ways it's that way too, in our approach to marriage and our approach to defining human sexuality, our approach to all kinds of things have radically changed. So a culture is the way of life of a people. It represents and it communicates what this people, this civilization, values most. Well, when the culture begins to change, that means values are changing. And a larger worldview that informed the culture is now changing. The story of God coming to us through the scriptures, really, again, the Judeo-Christian worldview was the story that informed our culture. And then the pattern of life that flowed from that, which embodied what we valued, was present in the culture. So, you know, 70 years, 75 years ago, it was much more difficult to have to divorce. Adultery was frowned on across the culture. Premarital sex was frowned on across the culture. People didn't define themselves like they were the center of all reality. There was a way in which there was a respect for God. There was a respect and honor, customs of honor and respect for authority figures, for parents and the rest of it. Was it perfect? No. But a lot of that stuff has just been completely blown up. It's all being made up and it's all about me and it's all about me defining myself, creating myself, defining reality on my own terms. And so if that's the new grand vision, there is no room for God in that. Because guess what? God is the creator, whether I like it or not. So this is part of what's going on around us. And Jesus knew that when he called people to follow him in the kingdom. The kingdom of God, friends, is a culture. It's a way of life. At the center of it is God himself. At the center of that life is worship. It's a people who've come into fellowship with the living God. And we've come under the lordship and authority of Jesus. He's the Lord of all. He's establishing a kingdom. And the Father's will is to bring everything in subjection to the Son. because that's the way to life. That's the way to eternal life. And so the church is that body in the world that understands that, understands. And so we value the things that allow us to live that life that we've inherited from Jesus and from the apostles. The center of our life is worship. We respect and honor family. We respect and honor parents, mothers, fathers, grandparents. We want to live according to the commandments, which means we have to make a break from the way the world is now defining itself. The sexual revolution is running aggressively against God's will for human sexuality and family life. We honor all human life. We care for the poor. You name the things that really define the value, that are a living expression of the values that are at the center of our life as the people of God. We desire holiness. We desire wholeness. We desire to bring other people to the knowledge of Jesus. We want to be servants. We don't want to lord it over other people. We want to walk. We want to be forgiving and merciful and kind and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. We don't want to be greedy or full of lust and rage and anger and unforgiveness. We want to walk in and live the fruits of the Holy Spirit. This is our passion and our priority. We don't do it perfectly because we're sinful people. But the church has to be the place where this happens, and it can't happen individually. Only it has to happen in community. Jesus is forming a spiritual family, and a parish is meant to be a spiritual family, living a life toward the Father, living in community, and living a life that really does, with the passion of Jesus, desire to seek and save those who don't know him. That's really a key part of what it's all meant to look like. But if you break it down now, friends, because we live in a broader culture, and the broader culture is so dramatically changed, and we're so much in the culture, it's the air we breathe. Take, for example, how many people we know ourselves and how we live 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day in front of a screen, texting on a telephone, watching videos, you name it. I mean, it's changing. So what's happening is there's a constant input to our mind and to our hearts. And more and more studies that come talk about how addicting it is because, you know, be honest, these things were created to addict us to them. That's the point. I mean, there might be some secondary things like, hey, let's get out good information to people. Let's bring the world together on different levels. But the bottom line is the guys who created this stuff, they're after the money and they're after the power. They're after the place. They want to be king. And so they create things that devices that really habituate people to them in such a way that they're constantly absorbed in the whole world that the social media thing is creating. And in many ways, it's not filled with the values of the kingdom of God. And so here it is. We spend, how do we actually live? Well, we might have values to say that we want a culture that really conforms to the mind of Christ, but the reality is we're living in a culture that couldn't care less about it. And that's running in total opposite direction at hyperspeed. And so we find ourselves being caught in it day and night, and it militates against living the life that God calls us to live. And it undermines and it deconstructs a distinctive community, family life, a people of God on mission together. It's so important for us to be able to see it. I just want to tell a story that many, many parishes and dioceses today are grasping and seeing the effect of that. And this is why, one of the reasons why so many young people just drift away from the church and people leave it, because on a daily basis, they're bombarded with things that are presented to them as being ultimate, as being awesome, as being the reason we're living, as being the most important things you can have and possess and do. So there's a counter gospel, you might say, that's being communicated more intensely to individuals than at any time in human history. It's happening. And so in that world that they live in 24/7 and they talk about and they share and they walk in, and the kingdom of God's not mentioned. The person of Jesus is not mentioned. And so instinctively, after a while, it's like, well, I mean, what's the big deal with the church? I mean, the church seems totally irrelevant and powerless in the face of all this stuff. And most of the kids, even those who've been baptized, haven't really come fully into a place of being converted to Christ and living in the power of the Holy Spirit and knowing the love of God and the transforming power that's there and lived with others. Many, many kids have never experienced that. Many parents have never experienced that. So it's easy to walk away from, it's easy to walk away from something that really has no impact on your life. And Christianity seems powerless. And so, because it's not being lived, right? So a number of years ago, I got to know Father James Mallon out in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and his team, Ron Huntley and others, at St. Benedict's Parish. And a kind of miracle, in my opinion, has happened out there. There was like many places in Atlantic Canada, the church was declining in the area, and they had to bring three parishes together because they were managing decline, and they couldn't afford to keep them all open. It was a pretty grim picture. And Father James, you know, had ideas of how he thought he could help turn things around, and always fancied himself to be a good preacher and good communicator, but he frankly did not know how to build a vital Christian community. He wasn't taught that in the seminary. You're taught theology. You're not taught on how to build a living, vital community. When Christendom, that is when the habit of mind of people is to go to church and to obey the commandments and to respect the clergy and all that kind of stuff, when that's happening, a priest is maintaining the church. But maintenance doesn't work anymore because Christendom is dead and people are leaving the church. And you got to be in the church, you got to know why you want to be in the church. So he did a variety of things. I'd encourage you to go to their website. It's a Divine Renovation. Their whole story is unfolding there. But I've known them and walked with them now for more than a decade. And they've gone from maintenance to mission at a major level. And just one small example of this, there's a high engagement of ordinary Catholics in the parish to reaching out to bring their neighbors who don't know the Lord to the Lord. And one of the ways that they do that is through using Alpha as a vehicle. Alpha is a simple introduction to the person of Jesus. All it is a tiny starting point to do that. There's other vehicles, Christ's Life and things that are also quite good that are being used by parishes, but they happen to use Alpha. And hundreds of people have gone through the course, the Alpha course out there. But the thing that I'm most inspired by, Father James called me maybe last year, they had just finished an Alpha, and he said, hey, this is like our 13th Alpha or something, and 140-some people have gone through it, and 42% of those who are going through it were completely unchurched people. And he said it's being led by just our parishioners, not being led by any of our paid staff, but these people who have come through Alpha, we've trained them how to lead in hospitality, how to serve, how to give the talks, how to do follow-up with people. And then the next semester, the same thing happened. And they have 40-some percent of over 100 people who were coming. All were invited by parishioners. Parishioners just invited because they had a fantastic experience themselves through Alpha and coming deeper into the faith. And then out of it, they formed a thing called Connect Groups, which are like medium-sized communities, you might say, within a parish, because parishes are large. It's hard to connect with everybody. So once every other week, I think, or something, maybe 20, 30, 40 people get together at someone's house, and they have a time of fellowship. They might have a meal. They might have a time of reflection on God's word and just celebrate and be together and trying to build community. They're trying to lead people into deeper prayer and Eucharist and habits of sacramental life and service to the poor. Just the place has just come alive. It's really amazing to see. And now they're mentoring parishes and pastors and leaders all over the world. And they've done it intentionally. And at the heart of it, Father James will tell you, it's deep conversion to the person of Christ, fueled by a fresh awakening of the power of the Holy Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit, in those who go through the course and are active. It activates them, and they're moving in the Spirit more fully and more powerfully. And what does the Spirit want us to do? Wants to lead us to live and imitate the life of Jesus, to live a life toward the Father in community with one another, and a life that is seeking the mission of Jesus, the Great Commission to seek and save the lost. Friends, that's what every parish can be like if we hunger for it and we intentionally seek help to get there. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.